弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
我想我们开始之前，我们还是有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer before we begin。
主耶稣，我们感谢你啊。
Lord Jesus, we thank you。
啊，父神，我们也将颂赞荣耀归给你。
Heavenly Father, we also give praise and thanks to you。
主，因为你将你的儿子主耶稣基督亲自赏给我们。
God, because you gave us your only Son, Jesus Christ, to us.
你赏给我们一个永远的生命。
You gave us an eternal life.
让我们今天能够来到你面前，能够与你亲近，与你交通，
和你敬拜。So that we can have communion with you, and we can praise you, worship you.
主，真的是今天求你与我们同在。
Lord, we ask you to be with us today.
主，真的是不管是说的，或是讲的，或是在主面前的弟兄和姐妹。主，求你世人智慧与启示灵常与我们同在。
No matter the one who speak, translate or listen, we ask you to give us the revelation spirit with us.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我请弟兄姐妹能够我们打开我们圣经，我们看一点圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
我们先看约翰福音第三章第十六节。
Let's turn to the Gospel book of John, chapter
3. 第三章十六节，我想弟兄姐妹这一节很熟悉啊。
Chapter 3, verse 16, a scripture that you are very familiar with.
如果我们大家翻到了，我们我想我们一起同声来念好了。
Let's read it together.
来，请。
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，
叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。好，这边反得永生是得到知道永远的生命。
Here it mentioned have eternal life. It means the life forever.
我们再请翻到约翰福音第十章。
And let's turn to book of John chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我想我们念后半段就可以了。
And we'll read the second half of verse 10.
这是耶稣讲的一句话哈。第十章第十节。我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得的更丰盛。好，我们最后我们再一起念第十四章。
And let's turn to chapter 14.
十四章的第十六节。
Verse 16.
第十四章第六节。
Chapter 14, verse
16. 好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”好，我们再念一遍好了。第十四章第六节。耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。好，那 我想今天我们念的这几节圣经，那我今天题目就是讲到神给我们永远的生命。
We just read a few scriptures. Today I'm going to talk about the topic that God gave us the eternal life.
神永远的生命。
God eternal life.
那因为我们刚才如果我们大家翻到第三章的话，第三章十六节，我们知道说。我们刚才所念的那件经节，就是神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
We turn back to chapter 3, verse 16, the verse we just read, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这边讲到一个应许。
Here it gave us a promise.
这边讲到说，凡一切信他的。
Here it says, whoever believes in him
不至灭亡，反得永生。
shall not perish, but have eternal life.
那我想我们基督徒常常有一个特别是刚信主的时候，就是我自己刚信主的时候，好像有一个这样的观念哈。
To Christians, mostly for the one who just started to believe, has this perception.
就好像说，感谢主耶稣啊，我信主了，我信主以后，我以后可以不用再下地狱，我以后可以上天堂。
That we will have this perception that thanks the Lord, once I started believe in Jesus Christ, we will not, I will not go to hell, but go to heaven.
但是我想这边主在这边所讲的意思，我想是远超过这方面。
But here, what it told us is actually surpassed what our perception was.
因为这边讲到说是讲到都得永生，永远的生命。
Because here it says that we will have eternal life.
所以永远的生命在我们里面。当我们信主的时候，主将这个生命就赐给我们了。
Once we started to believe, this eternal life is given to us.
所以讲我们基督徒哈，当我们信主以后，我们想到说我们以后可以上天堂。我想这是只是一个，好像一个很。也许我们这样讲，应该也许是很基本的认识。
So for Christians, if you think that you can go to heaven, this is only a basic knowledge.
我想说，神给我们是一个永远生命，这个是永远的。
I believe the life that God is giving us is the eternal one.
我们讲到永远的时候，其实我们在没有信主的时候，我们心里面有永远这个概念。
Before we believe, we don't have this concept of eternal.
因为这是神赐给我们的。
Because this is given to us by God.
Yeah, 我想请大家翻一段圣经，是在传道书。
Please turn to the book of.
这比较难翻译。
Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
好，这边来念就好了。
I'll read here.
这边讲说，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在神心里，世人心里。然而，神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
He had made everything beautiful in its time. He had also set eternity in the heart of man. Yet they cannot fathom what God had done from beginning to end.
这边中文翻成永生，不过跟我们刚才讲那个永生是不一样。刚才讲到永生是讲到永远的生命，这边讲到永生，刚才姐妹念出来是讲到是 eternity， 就是这个你中文一个小字啊，是讲的是永远，讲的是永远。
Here at in the translation, the eternity is different with eternal life. Eternity has the meaning of forever.
因此，我们不管我们信主之前或信之后，其实永远这个观念已经在我们里面。
So no matter before you believe or after you believe that forever eternity concept is in you.
因为从神的话里面已经跟我们是这样讲。
Because from the scripture it told us that it was set in our heart.
所以呢，我今天比较专注在于生命这一部分。
So I'm going to focus on the matter of life.
所以在永生的生命里面，我特别讲到今天讲到生命这一部分。
In the eternal life, I would like to focus on life.
当我们信主以后，主给我们一个永远的生命。
After we believe, we have this eternal life.
在有生命在我们里面后呢，生命就会有它的表现出来。
When the life is in us, it's going to reveal out from us.
就好像我们看到，譬如说在天上飞的鸟哈。
For example, the bird flying in sky.
它生命的表现，你看到一只鸟，你就知道这只鸟会它会飞。
The life revealed from a bird is that it can fly.
或者说，你知道在水里面，你譬如说你看到一条鱼。
Or when you see a fish.
你就知道说鱼的生命就是会游，会在水里面游泳的。
Then you know the life of a fish is swim in water.
那主赐给我们这生命的表现在什么地方呢？
So what is the life manifesting out from humans?
因为主讲过一句话，他说我来是要让羊得生命，而且得了更丰盛的生命。
Lord said this himself that he come to give life to his sheep and have it more abundantly.
因此呢，神愿意把他自己的生命多多的赐给我们信主的。
So Lord is willing to give his life.To the Christians abundantly.
那我想大家很熟悉，就是在创世纪里面讲到伊甸园这件事情。
You may be very familiar with the book of Genesis in the creation of the Garden of Eden.
在那里面神很清楚的跟亚当讲到两棵树。
God told Adam clearly.About two trees.
一棵就是分别善恶树，一棵是生命树。
One is the tree of knowledge, and one is the tree of life.
主很清楚的跟亚当讲说，你吃那生命知识善恶树那一天，你必定死。
God clearly told Adam that if you eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge, you will die.
虽然神那时候并没有讲到说你要多多吃生命树。不过我们从刚才主讲的那句话来讲说，我来愿意给你们跟生命更丰富的生命来讲，神的心意是让人能够多多的吃生命，
Even though God did not tell Adam to eat a lot of the fruit from the tree of life, but from what Jesus had told us, it revealed to us that He is going to give us more life abundantly.
感谢主给我们这样生命哈，因为这生命是很奇妙的生命。
Thanks the Lord to give us this type of life, which is miracle.
因为呢，当我们基督徒原本是，你知道彼此不熟的人，彼此来自不同背景的人，彼此也许来自不同国家的人。
You know, Christians among us, we are from different families, different backgrounds, even different nationality.
但是呢，只要我们有主生命的时候，我们彼此之间就可以交通。
But if we have the life from Lord, then we can have the communion together.
那我们平常我们在这边聚会。
We gather here.
那有的时候呢，我们有时候去别的地方，也许你去别的地方有时候去别的地方聚会。
Sometimes you may travel to another place and gather in another place.
或是有的地方你遇到了一个基督徒的时候。
Or you meet another Christian in another place.
只要是我们是有主生命的一群人哈。
As long as we are the people with Lord life.
不管我们是台湾来、大陆来、香港来，或美国这边成长的。
No matter we are coming from Taiwan, China, or Hong Kong, or even though we were born here.
只要我们有主生命的时候，我们在一起就可以交通。
As long as we have the Lord life, we can be together.
我记得我上个月我在那个 Richmond 聚会的时候。
I remember last month when I was gathering in Richmond.
我就遇到一个印度来的一个弟兄，他刚好是那个，好像那你知道那时候前阵子不是这个 Washington DC， 我们这边也常常下雨啊。
I met a brother from India.And not long ago, we always have rain in the Washington D.C.
他因为下雨，结果他坐 train， 结果就迟到，没有办法到那个 Richmond 那个地方。
Because of rain, his train was delayed and couldn't reach Richmond.
他到差不多中午的时候才到那个地方。
And he reached there around the noon time.
刚好我要从我的宿舍出去，我就看到他站在路上，他好像。有点彷徨，不知道往哪里去。
And I just left my dwelling place, going towards the meeting, and he was there wondering.
经过很简单的交通以后，简单的谈话以后，我知道哦，他也是个弟兄，他来参加这边聚会。
After a few conversations, I know that he came here to join the meeting as well.
虽然我们不认识哦，但是几句话里面，我们知道是弟兄之后呢，我们就可以在主的里面呢。就有一点谈话，就有一点。
Even though we never know each other before, but once we know we are brothers and sisters, we can have a lot of communications.
那他就讲到说他在印度宣教，大家知道印度大部分是信那个印度教的。
And he started to talk about he was a minister in India, and we know a lot of Indians are Hindus in India.
所以呢，那但是呢，他在跟我分享里面，我们就能够彼此里面就很。很通啊，就是彼此之间就能够有很好的交通。
But we have such a good communications with each other.
为什么呢？就是因为我们有主的生命在我们里面，所以我们能够彼此交通。
And why is that? Because we have the life of Lord in both of us.
好，那我想呢，为什么在约翰，我们刚才读的，在约翰福音里面讲了好几次，都是约翰福音里面讲的话哈。
And we just read a few scriptures from the book of John.
因为我想主在借着约翰呢，他有一个特别的负担，特别的恩典在约翰的身上。
I believe that God has this burden to put on John to pass message to us.
你知道，当我们在福音书一开始的时候，当主呼召门徒的时候，当他看到彼得的时候。
We know that when Lord was calling his disciples in the Gospel book, do you remember what was Peter doing?
有没有知道？他在捕鱼。
他
是渔夫啊，明显他职业是渔夫。
Peter is a fisher. He was catching fish.
那当主呼召约翰的时候，他在做什么呢？
So when how about when Jesus called John? What was John doing?
他也是个渔夫。
John was also a fisherman.
但是他那时候他没有在捕鱼。
But he was not fishing at that time.
他那时候在捕网。
He was repairing the net.
所以呢，因此主就记得他们在呼召的时候，他这两个门徒不同的时间，不同的所做的事情，就好像成为他这一生在他们身上的一个一生的执事。
The time that Jesus called these two disciples has set out the missions for these two disciples in his life.
所以呢，因此在彼得身上，我们就看到，当彼得出来的时候，我们就看到他好像大有能力。他呼召他传道的时候， 3000人5000人信主。
So you can see that when Peter was coming out to call for believers, he is full of power. 3,000, 5,000 people believe.
所以呢, 他的职事就是把人, 好像把, 好像他在, 一个渔夫在捕鱼的时候, 把他们一群一群的, 能够带到主面前来。
His mission was like a fisherman gathering all the fish in front of Jesus Christ.
那约翰的职事是在于捕网。
And John's mission was repair.
那捕网的意思就是说, 当时我们知道说约翰是在使徒里面 活得最久的那一位。
We know that Apostle John was the one who has lived the longest.
当他活到八九十岁、九十岁左右的时候， 他看到基督徒看到当时教会的光景， 好像已经慢慢慢慢的， 好像已经没有回到原来， 已经慢慢慢慢的离开原来的光景了。
He lived till about 90 years old, and he saw churches has changed and deviate from the original meaning.
因此约翰的服事是讲 讲到说，把基督徒们再次带回到神永远原始的光景面来。
So John's mission is to bring back the Christians back to the original mission.
因此我们会注意到，你在约翰福音里面就可以常常看到生命这个字。
So you can see in the Gospel book of John, you always see the word life.
或者是你在约翰一书、二书、三书，或者在启示录，你有看到生命这个字。
Or in the book of 1 John, 2 John, and the book of Revelation, you see the word life.
神借着约翰特别讲到说，人有了神的儿子就有生命。
Through John, God wants to tell us that as long as we have sons, Son of God, we have the life.
所以呢，在神的眼光里面来看，生命，基督徒的生命，就是基督徒生命，事实上就是神的生命，在神的眼光来看是极其极其重要。
From the point of view of God, the life of Christian is the life with Jesus Christ.
我借主义就一句话来讲哈，其实这个话其实，我先讲一下，就是说主当时候有一个人来跟他讲说。 我主啊，我来跟从你吧。
There was a person at that time who came to Jesus and said, "Lord, I want to follow you."
主说，那你就来跟从我。
And the Lord said, "Then follow me."
但是他讲一句话，他讲说，容我回去埋葬我的父亲再过来。
But he then said that, "Let me first bury my father before I come follow you."
然后主就讲了一句，我们现在听起来有点好像骂人的话。主说。
Lord said something may not seem very proper to us at that time. That Lord said, "Let the death bury the death."
什么叫死人埋葬死人呢？
What is the dead bury the death?
在主来看呢，如果我们中间没有主生命的人啊，对不起，我不是骂人，是主讲的，就好像死人一样。
To Lord, I'm sorry, I'm not cursing anyone. But to Lord, anyone who doesn't have Lord's life is like a dead person.
在主来看，我们当中好在主面前好像是活的呢，那就是有主生命的一群人。
The one who is alive in front of Lord is the one who has received Lord's life.
事实上呢，在主来看呢，就算是我们基督徒如果在主里面身体如果去世了，其实在主来看也只是睡了而已。
In fact, to our Lord, even if our body died, to Lord we are still alive.
我们记得说，在帖撒罗尼迦前书时候，主讲到说，主借着门徒讲说，当主回来的时候，在主里先睡的人要先起来。
If you remember in the first Thessalonian, Lord said that when Lord returned, the one who first sleep is going to rise first.
我还记得，我想主耶稣也借着一件事来讲，当拉撒路。 就是马大玛利亚的弟弟马撒路那件事情。
And if you remember the story about Nazareth, who is the brother of Martha and Maria.
那主讲了一句话，主在也是在约翰福音讲句，他说，拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
Lord said Nazareth is asleep. I want to go wake him up.
其实我们知道说那时候拉撒路已经死了。
We knew that Nazareth is dead.
那事实上呢，主在事实上在圣经后面有一个注解说。
And there is a note saying that Jesus talked about his sleeping actually means that he was dead.
所以因此来讲，在对主的话来讲，即使在主里面 去世了，在主来讲，其实他只是睡了而已。
So in fact, to our Lord, the one who passed away is only sleeping to him.
但是呢，在主里面来看，如果你没有主生命的时候，就算我们正常的讲话，好像正常，在主来看，其实就跟死了一般一样。
But if you don't have the Lord's life in you, when you pass away, even though if you are alive, you are like a dead.
那我想那个我刚才就提到说，在生命里面有一个表现，会能够表现出来这个生命的的一些方面出来。
I just mentioned that life has its own manifestation.
那我想，我最近在看主的话的时候，我看到有两章的圣经。那我想借着这两章圣经，我们可以看出来说，当有主生命的时候，主生命的表现到底在我们生命之中哪些的表现？
When I was reading the Bible recently, I have this understanding about this revelation.
好，那我想请大家看两处的圣经哈。
Let's turn to two places in the scripture.
我们第一次我们请看第启示录的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 4.
启示录第四章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 4.
这个也是很奇妙，因为我原来在主里面感动说，我也许能够分享这一章。我当时不知道说，我们礼拜五弟兄姐妹一起查经是查到什么地方哈？我那时候不清楚大家查到什么地方。
In the beginning, I didn't know where our Bible study on Friday, which verse we were up to.
那主觉得我应该分享第四章。
But Lord, make me feel to.Share about chapter 4.
那结果呢？我们礼拜五刚好上礼拜五也是查第四章。
Then last Friday we were also studying this chapter 4.
也但愿借主的话，让我们能够认识他。
And we hope that through Lord's word we can understand him better.
我们请念第一节、第二节。
Let's read verse 1-2.
还有6-7-8。
And 6, 7, 8.
那我们一起来念哈。
Let's read together.
来，我们请。此后我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见吹号的声音，对我说：“你说你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。”我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又一位坐在宝座上。第六节。
Verse 6.
宝座前好像一个玻璃塔，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个眼面像人，第四个像飞鹰。四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”好，我们再念一章圣经，是跟这个看到的意象很类似，就是我们去年在退休会的时候，陈希珍弟兄带我们所查了一个。去年就以西结书第一章。
We'll turn to another scripture in the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书第一章。
Chapter 1. It has a similar vision that last year in our Thanksgiving retreat, our brother Christian Chen has shared with us.
好，以西结书第一章，我们从第五节念到第五念到第十。好，第一章第五节到第十节。第一章第五节到第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 5 to 10.
来，我们一起来念，好，为节省时间，我们。
Let's read together.
又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，他们形状是这样：有神的形象，各有四个脸面，四个翅膀。他们的腿是直的，脚掌好像牛犊之蹄，都灿烂如光明之虹。在四面的翅膀以下有人的手，这四个活物的脸和翅膀还是这样，翅膀彼此相接，行走必不转身，去这只往前行。至于脸的形象，
Each of the four had the face of a man, and on the right side each had the face of a lion, and on the left of the face of a man.
好，那我们请再念第，最后这第一章的最后的二十六
，verse 26。
27节 第一章二十六二十七节
Chapter 1, 26-27。
好，我们请在他们头与
盛
康之上有宝座的形象，仿佛乃宝石，在宝座形象之上有仿佛人的形状。我又看他从有仿佛光耀的形。
And that from there down he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounding him.
形状周围也有光辉。OK， 好，我们就停到这边。
We'll stop here.
那我们从这边可以看见哈，那主借的两个主的仆人看见的一个意象。
From here, through two,
事实上是两个意象。
Through two servants that Lord gave two visions. Actually, it's only one.
这边有一点点不大一样的地方。
A little bit difference between these two.
第一点呢，就是呢，我们知道以西结他当时看到这异象的时候，以色列国已经灭了。
We knew that when Ezekiel
的时候
，We knew that when Ezekiel had this vision, the Israelite country is destroyed.
那时候就是呢，在一个以色列国已经是一个到一个属灵光景非常非常低落的时候。
The spiritual life of the Israelites was very low at that point.
那神借的以西结呢，看到一个异象。
And through Ezekiel, the Lord gave this vision.
第以西结第一章的第一节讲到说，天就开了。
Chapter 1, verse 1 is said.
得见神的异象。
That the heaven were opened, and I saw a vision of God.
所以因此呢，那在这边从这边我们看到相同点是天开了。神让以西结看到这个异象。
Here, we see the common thing is that heaven were opened, and Ezekiel saw the vision.
那不同的点在于跟那个约翰看到的有什么不一样的地方
？And what is the difference with what John saw?
第一个看到好像是说，以西结似乎在地上往上看。
The first thing is Ezekiel was looking up from earth.
所以他先看到好像是先看到了天使就是四活物哈。
So he first see those angels, the four living creatures.
然后呢，他们从这天使之上再看到宝座。
Then above the angels, he saw the throne.
那但是呢，我们从那个从约翰的启示来看呢。
But in the book of Revelation written by John.
约翰启示录第四章
Chapter 4.
他一开始呢，约翰就被神提到，好像就提到宝座面前去。
From the beginning, John was lifted up to the throne.
然后呢，看到这个异象，先看到宝座，然后再看到四活物。
He first saw the throne before he see the four creatures.
好，这是第二个不同的点呢，是在于说，好像他对于四活物的描写有一点点的不大一样。
And they also have different descriptions about the four creatures.
要我们感谢主来到世上，将敞开的天给我们。
Thanks the Lord, He came to the earth to open the heavens for us.
因此呢，我们每一个弟兄姐妹愿意来到神面前的时候，就应该能够像约翰一样，直接来到宝座前。
So that any one of us who is willing to come before the Lord will be like a possible John, that he can come directly to the throne.
那我今天呢，只是想说，借着他们的相同点来一些分享。
And today I'd like to share about the common visions that they had.
那他今天我们看到的相同点，就是讲到他四活物描写的那个说。他用四个动物来描写这四个活物。
The first common thing about the four creatures is that they use four different animals to describe.
如果我们能够再看到启示录第四章的话
，If you go back to the book of Revelation chapter 4,
第四章他第七节他讲说，第一个活物像狮子。
Verse 7 it says the first living creature was like a lion.
第二个像牛犊。
The second was like an ox.
第三个眼面像人。
The third had a face like a man.
第四个像飞鹰。
The fourth was like a flying eagle.
这就好像我们主来到世上的时候， 所让我们表他从他生命里面所表现出来的四个层面。
This is like our Lord when He came to the earth that He revealed these four lights to us.
这也就好像说，为什么我们当我们信主的时候，我们总会问旁边基督徒说，为什么福音呢？福音书只要有一本就好，为什么要四本福音书呢？
And some non-Christians will ask us why we need the four gospel books, but why not just one?
我们知道说福音书有马太、马可、路加和约翰。
We know the four gospel books that we have are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
那我想，当然每一本福音书里面不只是这一个很重要的重点，但是呢，它有一个重点很突出出来。
And we know each gospel book has its own main theme.
那我想我们就看一下第一个哈，第一个就是。
Let's see the first one.
第一个他说，第一个活物像狮子。
The first living creature was like a lion.
那在马太福音里面，马太福音就是代表从狮子所代表，主的生命就是狮子所代表的。
In the book of Matthew, Lord's life is represented as a lion.
那所谓狮子是代表什么呢？
And what is this lion representing?
代表我们的主是王，是万王之王，万主之主。
It represents him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他在马太福音里面有特别突出的点是说，主是一个国度的王。
In the book of Matthew, the main theme is that Jesus Christ is King of Kings.
他要把他的国度能够彰显出来。
He wants to manifest his kingdom.
那我们晓得说马太福音原始是特别是对当时的犹太人所传扬的。
We know that the book of Matthew targeting the Israelites.
那当时犹太人呢知道说他们之后会有个弥赛亚来。
At that time, the Israelites knew that Messiah will come.
那但是当真正的王来的时候呢他们却舍弃了他。
But when the true king came, they abandoned him.
所以呢马太特别在这边借着这本书证明说我们的主就是那来了弥赛亚，就是那个王。
So through the book of Matthew, Matthew wants to tell people that Jesus Christ is the King who had promised to come.
所以你就看说，在马太福音里面，他讲到那个，你知道我们当时我刚刚信主啊，第一开始就是讲主耶稣基督的家谱。
So in the book of Matthew, it first talk about Jesus Christ's genealogy.
那就是从亚伯拉罕开始讲，因为亚伯拉罕是以色列。最重要的先祖。
And it started from Abraham, who is the father of Israelite.
你就知道亚伯拉罕生以撒，然后等等等生一直生到。
And then Abraham was the father of Isaac, and then continued down until Jesus Christ was born.
那你特别注意到他说从亚伯拉罕到某某某有十四代。再从大卫到某某有十四代，然后再从某某到最后有十四代。
And you can also see that they mentioned from Abraham to a person has 14 generations, and then from King David has another 14 generations.
在中间那一代，那十四代呢，全部都是讲到君王。
So in all those 14 generations, they are all kings.
所以你很明显看到说，马太要把神就把主耶稣这个君王的生命带给我们。
So you can see clearly that Apostle Matthew wants to show us that Lord is the King.
当主耶稣传道在马太福音开始传道第一句话，他讲的就是在传扬福音的时候，他第一句话讲的是什么呢
？In the first thing that Jesus said in this book of Matthew, do you know what is that?
他说，天国近了，你们当悔改。
It says the kingdom is near, you have to repent.
所以呢，主耶稣在马太福音特别表现出他那君王的生命。
The book of Matthew reveals his kingdom, his king status.
因此呢，在我们信主的门徒，我们是主的门徒，我们在主的里面，我们也很重要一点是，我们有神国度君王的生命在我们里面。
So to the one who believes, we should have this king life in us as well.
你知道在马太福音里面主讲到天国讲了很多次。
In the book of Matthew, our Lord Jesus mentioned about the heavenly kingdom many times.
你知道我们在其他的书信里面讲到教会讲了很多次。
We know that in other books, they mention about churches many times.
但是在主特别是在马太福音发觉说天国这个意念在主的心里面是何等的重。 他指亚和人的宗.
But in this book of Matthew, it has so much emphasis on the heavenly kingdom.
他主耶稣讲到教会的时候呢，事实上在马太福音里面，事实上在四本福音书里面，一共只讲了两次.
In fact, Jesus in these four gospel books that was recorded that Jesus mentioned about churches had only mentioned twice.
教会是要带进主的国度.
Churches will bring the Lord's kingdom.
我想这是主在马太福音里面一个很重的心意在他里面.
I believe this is what Jesus meant.
主借着他的儿女，好，就是现在我们在这边聚会的教会.
I believe Lord through His children, who is the one who are gathering nowadays in churches.
要把他的国度带进来.
Want to bring in His kingdom.
按照主的话来讲，主的国度事实上是要在 这个世上，在这个地上的。
According to our Lord, this kingdom will be ruling on earth.
主国度完全彰显，就是在启示录讲到了千年国度。
When the kingdom totally rule the earth is mentioned in the book of Revelations during the millennium.
那事实上呢，主事上国度的彰显，事实上已经从今天就开始。
In fact, the kingdom ruling has started from today.
那我们今天就你知道，教会就好像是，譬如说我们两军打仗的时候啊，那你知道你要到一个地方，但你要先建立起一些的阵地哈，一些的阵地。You
know, if you have two armies in a battle who wants to capture land.
有必要上吗？什么？Yeah。Who
want to capture some places?
Yeah。那 我们教会就好像是在神贴过一面的一些的阵地，一些的滩头堡那样子。
Our churches is like the captured place on earth.
因此呢，神的国度事实上呢，在从教会面就可以开始彰显出来。
So the kingdom of God can be revealed from this standpoint.
主是国度的王。
Lord is the King of the kingdom.
我们是国度的子民,
and we are the children of this heavenly kingdom.
因此我们在这边聚会到底是为什么?
So why are we gathering here?
当我们在主面前, 主日子久一点后, 我们事实上应该问主这样的问题。
After a while, we should ask our Lord individually.
主是要把他的国度带进来, 主要在世上掌权。
Lord wants to bring in his kingdom into this earth, and he wants to rule this earth.
因此呢, 主 的心意呢，能不能够在世上，能够在这个地上能够通行呢？事实上，在今天最重要关键在我们教会的手里。
So whether God's will can be done as was in heaven is really up to us who are in churches.
主在主祷文里面讲说，愿你的旨意行在地上。
And Lord has prayed, recorded in the scriptures, that may your will be done on earth as was in heaven.
Yeah, 所以说呢，主在今天能够有路呢，事实上在我们基督徒的身上，在教会的身上。
So in fact, when Lord has a way out in this earth, it's really up to the Christians.
那另外一方面来讲呢，主的生命在我们，在主的 国度的生命在我们身上，另外一面讲就是说，我们基督徒呢，在主面前是要在一起的，是团体的生命。
And from another standpoint, that Christians has to be gather.
那就换句话说，就是我们在主面前呢，我们在主聚会的时候，我们是一起的，我们是不能够分开的。
So while we are gathering in front of Lord, we should be together, not separately.
所以呢，你知道我刚信主的时候，我遇到一件事情啊，就是说我那时候跟几个基督徒住在一起。
When I first started to become a believer, I was living with another Christian.
那他是从那个我那时候读在研究所的时候，他也是读 PhD的，他是一个从巴拉圭来的一个学生。巴拉圭。啊，中南美。啊。
I was with another roommate. He came from South America.
Central America.
Central America.
那他到聚会的时候呢，我你知道我们聚会就礼拜天早上到了，那我就去聚会了。那我看他还在坐在屋里面，我就说，哎，你怎么没有去？我知道他也是基督徒，大家都是基督徒。
When Sunday came, I went to a gathering, but he was still sitting in the room, and I asked him, why didn't you go?
那 因为我们那时候因为我去不同教会，他也去不同教会， 所以呢,
We went to different churches at that time.
那我就问他说，哎，怎么这几个礼拜没有去啊？
So I asked him, why didn't you go in these weeks?
哦，他说我感觉呢，现在呢，因为反正电视上也有那个，也有那个preaching的，有传讲信息的那个。 Program.
And he said that the preachings was also available on TV.
所以他说我在, 我礼拜天早上我自己敬拜, 我看电视就可以了。
So I like to watch the TV and worship at home.
所以我那时候你知道我那时候刚信主, 我那信主不到一年, 我觉得, 怪怪的。
I was new believer at that time, but I feel it was strange.
但是我又说不出来哪里怪。
And I couldn't tell what was strange.
因为我刚信主，我也搞不清楚圣经对主的、对神的聚会要怎么样的安排。
Because I wasn't clear at that time what the requirement of God about about gathering.
那现在我知道，现在我们知道。Now
I know, and I hope you know.
因为主呼召是一个国度啊，是一个整体的。
God's calling of the kingdom is a group.
所以我们在主里面前指明，在神面前是要彼此之间在一起敬拜主的。
So as children of God, we have together to worship God together.
我们必须在主面前能共同的敬拜主。
We have to worship together.
你知道我们在我们常常没有参加聚会啊，那其实老实讲也没有得到一些新的东西。
You know, if you miss gatherings, you usually don't gain anything else anyway.
但是呢，当你参加聚会里面，有时候虽然不知道上面讲些什么东西。
But if you come to the gathering, even though you miss all the points that was told to you.
但是呢，你来到聚会呢，你就觉得里面有很多的喜乐，很多的平安。
But when you come to the meeting, you have the joy and peace.
所以我想每个基督徒在主面前都可以这样的经历。
I hope you have all these experiences.
好，所以第一个呢，主带给我们是一个国度的生命。So
the first thing is the life of kingdom that God bring us.
好，第二个呢？And the second. 我时间很少，所以
I have little time left.
能讲多少就讲多少。I'll
say as much as I can.
第二个呢，他讲到说，第二个是牛犊。And
the second was like an ox.
牛犊呢？那很明显啊，我们知道牛基本上它就是。
We know ox is like the one who worked for man and was eaten by man.
所以呢，我们在马可福音特别讲到说，以好像神的主耶稣的生命，就好像是一个以牛犊代表生命，那是什么样的生命呢？
So in the book of Mark, it show the life of Christ as an ox.
这讲到主的生命是一个服侍的生命。
It talk about Lord's life as a servant.
我们从马可福音一开始，你就看到说，主就一开始好像一开始就开始做，他没有讲到家谱。
From the beginning of the book of Mark, it didn't talk about the genealogy of Jesus, but it started talking about Lord's work.
他一开始就看到说主在这边医治哪个，或是到那边去，好像他一开始没有讲到说他是从谁生的啊，从这边生，从。
It didn't mention about the genealogy, and it just started from what Jesus did, healing this person and healing the other person.
所以呢，从因为你知道吗？我们当你是一个仆人的时候，哈，当你是去找事的时候，别人不会问你从哪里生的，他别人只问你说你的 qualifications， 就是你能够做什么。
As a servant, when you go seek a job, people don't ask who was your father's or your grandparents, but what was your qualification? What can you do?
所以主耶稣在马可福音代表我们是看到一个服侍的生命。So
the book of Mark revealed Jesus Christ as a servant.
在马可福音第十章四十五节有讲到一句话，他讲说：“人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。”
In the book of Mark, chapter 10,
45.
Verse 45, it mentioned that for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Lord also gave us a life as a servant. We know last week our brother Yan share about service.
那其实服侍这件事情呢，主在从旧约里面也启示我们， 新约里面也启示我们，在将来在启示录里面也启示我们。
In fact, God has revealed to us about being servants from the Old Testament and then in the New Testament and also in the Book of Revelation.
因为我想时间关系，我就不念圣经。不过我就提出来，就是在以色列出埃及的时候，那神就启示他们说，我要让你们成为祭司的国度。
When Israelites left Egypt, God revealed to them that I want you to be the country of as a priest.
那事实上在彼得后书里面，主也借着彼得也是提醒说，我们是君尊的祭司。
And in the second Peter, the Lord also revealed through Peter that we are also as a priest.
那在启示里面，他照样也提醒我们说，我们以后成为神的祭司。
And in the book of Revelation, it also mentioned to us that we will become a priest for Lord.
那在神的心里面中，祭司到底是你知道做什么呢？
So in God's heart, what is priest doing?
什么是祭司呢？
What is priest?
那我想有些弟兄也有分享了。那祭司很重要，就是把人带到神面前，把神带到人面前。
Some brothers and sisters will say that priest is the one who bring Lord to people and bring people to Lord.
因此我们看到在福音书里面也好，在其他地方也好，当一个信主之后呢，我们就看到有这样的生命会慢慢从他里面出来。
So we will see that from other books, from all the books, that once you become a believer, you will bring out the life.
那就好像彼得他得救的时候
，Just like Peter when he was saved.
像保罗得救的时候
，Just like Paul when he was saved.
他保罗他问了主两句话。
Paul asked Lord two questions.
他问主两句话。第一句话说，主啊，你是谁
？First question is, who are you?
第二句话他问了说，主啊，我能做什么
？And the second question is, Lord, what can I do?
所以他第一句话代表说，主他要更多的认识这我们的主。
The first question revealed that he wants to know Lord more.
第二句话就代表说，他里面愿意有一个好像能够为主能够摆上些什么。
And the second question revealed that he's ready to serve.
那你知道，其实神对刚开始保罗得救了，他其实也没叫他做什么。
In fact, when Paul was saved, Lord didn't tell him to do much.
你知道他说主啊能做什么的时候，他只说你去找，你去看，你会遇到一个弟兄叫亚拿尼亚。
When Paul asked what can I do for you, and Lord only said that you go forward and you are going to meet a brother named Ananias.
你知道他遇到亚拿尼亚做什么呢
？And then what did he do with this brother?
主就是让保罗能够受尽归入主的名下，这是他在主面前做的第一件事情。
Lord only let Paul become baptized and belong to Jesus Lord.
所以，此我们当我们接受主呢
？So once we accept the Lord,
我们下一件事情就应该在主面前祷告，是不是要受浸归入主的名下。
The first thing we should do is to pray whether we should be baptized.
然后呢，我们在主面前，主感动我们，我们该在有什么样的服事。
And then Lord will give us the touching of what else we should do to serve Him.
那你知道在主服事里面，那我想我因为上礼拜任耀东弟兄讲了很多，我只讲一点点就好。
Last week, Brother Young had mentioned about serving a lot, so I'm going to point out just a few.
那主在我们这服事里面，我觉得有一点蛮重要，就是你要有膏油的带领。
In our servings, Lord had emphasized to us that we have to be led by the anointment.
那膏油带领就是你知道，就是在圣经里面很明显就讲到说，圣灵的带领。
What is this anointment? It's actually the leading of Holy Spirit.
你知道在那个在出埃及啊，对不起，我今天讲了很多这个旧约事。在出埃及里面，他神带领以色列民出埃及以后呢，然后他就让他们能够建那个会幕，会幕有很多的东西。
In the book of Exodus, it recorded that Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt and start building tabernacle.
当这个祭司要服事的时候啊
，When the priest has to serve,
他在出埃及最后一章，他讲到说，所有上面的器具，好，通通都要膏油涂抹。
In the last verse of this Exodus, it talked about all the utensils used in this tabernacle has to be anointed.
那甚至在祭司这个人呢，在服事的时候，他也要膏油的涂抹。
Even as the priest, he has to be anointed.
所以因此呢，我们在教会服事，每件事情不管是人是事是物，我们每件事情要带到主面前，求主圣灵的带领。
So when we are serving in church, no matter as a person, as an object, or as a matter, we have to bring them to the Lord.
那第二个，我们就讲到说。主带领以色列出埃及，是当他们能够分别出来的侍奉主。
And the second point from this Exodus is that when Israelites was led by God out of Egypt, they were led out as a separate nation to serve God.
那换句话说，就是我们这个人是要在被主分别出来的。
And in another word, we are being separated.
分别为圣。
We are being separated, sanctified.
那分别为圣的意思就是说。主把我们分别出来，让我们跟世俗有所的分别。
God sanctified us so that we can be separated from the world.
那换句话讲，就是说我们在教会面所有的服事，我们个人的服事，我们是要跟世界有所分别的。
So in another word, all our serving in church, it has to be separated from the world.
所以说呢，那如果弟兄姐妹如果愿意参加同工会，你就会化解这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, if you join our co-worker meetings,
那在我们的同工会里面，很多事情的决定呢，不是靠着世界方法，就是多数表决制就通过。
And you will see that the method that we use in our co-worker meeting is not majority rule, just like in the world.
如果你我弟兄姐妹刚刚参加同工会，说侍奉聚会，你就觉得，哎呀，这种速度实在是太慢了。
And some brothers and sisters who join the co-worker meeting will see that, oh, this is such a slow pace.
你要等到弟兄姐妹里面都有感动了，圣灵都觉得。一面很平安了，这件事才过去。
That we have to wait till all the brothers and sisters have touched by the Holy Spirit and given the peace by the Holy Spirit before any topic can be passed.
因为呢，这是主要我们走的路。
Because this is what Lord want us to walk.
主说我们要与世界分别出来。
Lord want us to be separated from the world.
就算小小一件事情呢。
Even on a small matter.
就像譬如说我们最近讲到就是说 VBS 这件事情
Just like in the matter of VBS
我们还是要需要在主面前都有祷告
We continue to have prayer in front of Lord
在弟兄姐妹里面觉得都平安了
So that all brothers and sisters have the peace
我们就去做
Then before we started
所以呢我想耀中弟兄乱讲他们其实很早就提出来了
I remember our brother and sisters has mentioned this very early
如果呢你看如果说八月初要开始的话如果你现在提出来啊
If we, this is starting in August and we only mention it now,
那我们同工会是很难过去这件事情。
Then the co-worker meeting can hardly pass this issue.
因为我们必须要在主面前让我们念，在主面前祷告，求主圣灵带领我们能够才能过得去这件事情。
Because we must pray before Lord to allow this to happen.
好，那因为我时间很少，所以我第三、第四我稍微。提个两三分钟就好了。
I'm going to mention the third and fourth briefly because of time.
第三个我们讲到说。
The third one.
四活物第三个像人。
The third creature is like a man.
那主耶稣基督在路加福音特别给我们看见，他是一个完全的人。
In the book of Luke, Jesus Lord was revealed as a complete man.
那在路加福音里面，你看到，哎，他也有家谱。
In the book of Luke, it also has genealogy.
但是他家谱跟马太福音有点不大一样。
But the difference in this genealogy,
他的家谱他是从亚当开始的。
The genealogy starts from Adam.
换句话说，就从世上第一个人一直写到主耶稣基督的。
Which means from the first man till Jesus was born.
因此在路加福音里面特别讲到说，主是一个完全的人。完全人的生命。
And therefore it shows reveal that Jesus Lord is a complete man.
那主耶稣基督在路加福音面跟我们看到他在完全人生命所表现出来的是什么样子。
And it shows us his life in this book of Luke.
那主耶稣也讲说人子来是要寻找失丧的人。
And it also mentioned that man come is to seek the one who lost.
那事实上我们知道说在圣经来看啊在 在人的眼光来看，人只有两种人。
In the Bible, there are only two men.
事实上，只有归于两个人里面。
There are two types of men.
第一个就是首先的亚当。
The first type is belong to Adam.
第二个是末后的亚当。
And the second belong to the second Adam.
那什么？谁是末后的亚当呢
？And who is the second Adam?
就是我们主耶稣基督。
That is our Jesus Christ.
所以，或者我们是归于亚当，或者我们就是归于主耶稣。
We either belong to Adam or Jesus Christ.
那主在里面，在度假里面，可以看到我们他所显现出来的完全的光景啊。因为你知道，我们从小到大，人家跟我们讲啊，要学习好好做个人。
We know that when we grow up, we were taught to be a good man.
啊，你在家，你爸爸妈妈跟你讲，以后好好做人。
And your parents told you to be good.
你到社会上以后，到学校里面，老师跟你讲说。以后要好好做人。
Teachers told you to be good.
那你知道我们做人做到最后就有一点偏离了神所要我们做人的那个定位，那个位置。
But then, from time to time, we deviate from the right path that God wants us to be as a man.
神借着主耶稣基督，一个完全的人，让我们知道说，我们借着主可以把真正人。所能够显现在神面前的那个位置能够显现出来。
Through Jesus Christ, God showed us how a man should be as a son of man.
那我想我们就直接跳下一个最后一个好了。
I'll jump to the last one.
那最后一个讲到说，四活物的最后一个是像飞鹰。
The last one is like a flying eagle.
那飞鹰我们知道说飞鹰是在天上飞的。
We know an eagle fly in sky.
那特别讲到说我们的主的生命是一个神儿子的生命，是一个属天的生命。
It shows us that Jesus Christ is like a son of God.
那你知道在福音书里面的最后一本书吗？约翰福音里面，他好像提到家谱，又不像家谱的一个家谱。
In the book of John, it gives us a genealogy, but it doesn't look like a genealogy.
他讲到一个万有的源头，太初有道，好，道与神同在，道之道就是神。
The first verse it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
这讲到说神的生命，主耶稣基督生命是一个属天的，是一个不受限制的一个生命。
It shows us that Jesus Christ's life is a heavenly life and is a unrestricted life.
因此我们基督徒呢在主面前也是有这样的生命在我里面。
So we also have the same life in us.
你知道在我在那一段圣经就好，我想大家不用翻了。在哥林多后书第四章的第八节。
In the second
Corinthians, 保罗讲了一句话哈。
Chapter 4, verse 8. You don't need to turn.
这边讲说保罗讲他说我们四面受敌却不被困住。
Apostle Paul said,We are hard pressed on every side.
心里作难却不是失望。
But not crushed.
那这一句话就讲到说，我们常常神会让我们遇到一些光景，好像四面通通都没有路。
It shows us that here our life is always pressed on every side.
每一条路都走不通。
There is no way out.
好像没有路可以走下去了。
It's like we cannot continue anymore.
我们感谢主，主给我们是一个属天的生命。
Thanks Lord, He gave us a heavenly life.
是不受限制的生命。
Unlimited life.
虽然四面通通被围住了。
Even though we were surrounded from all sides.
我们有属天的一条路。
We have a heavenly way.
好，主借着他的生命。
Lord, through His life.
能够带领我们冲破一切的事情。
Lead us through all these circumstances.
我想我们经历里面都要在里面有很多都有这样的经历。
I believe brothers and sisters have the same experience.
我们中国人常讲是出生入死。
In Chinese, we have an idiom saying, become alive from death. Out of death, we have life.
我们但是呢在圣经里面讲的是出死入生，我们经过死然后得有生。
But in the Bible, it's reverse. We enter into death.Then become life.
对，出死入生。
We get out of death and enter into life.
主借着我们经历的一些事情，让我们经过死亡的光景，让我们能够得到 能够到天的那条路。
Lord, bring us through the death valley before He bring us into life.
所以呢，主在约翰福音里面给我们看见，这个生命是一个属天的生命。
So in the book of John, it shows us the life of heaven.
那你知道约翰福音里面他我想要分享，我想最后再分享一点，就是说约翰福音里面他讲到了八个神迹。
In the book of John, it recorded eight miracles.
那你知道在这个原文里面，那我想以前弟兄分享过，他每一个神迹，他不是写的神迹，他写的是一个记号，一个 sign。
He wrote signs, eight signs.
所以呢，我想我们以前跟正宗弟兄常常去爬山啊，你就知道我们去爬山的时候，你要跟着那个这边的 Dera Wawa Game 那边有很多的有 trail。
I remember with Brother Tian, when we were hiking on the mountain, we have to follow the trail.
在那个道路上，你会看到，你就是要跟着那个记号走啊。
And、
就是那个树上有，比如说蓝色或者是白色的记号。
Along the trail, we have to follow the color signs.
那这记号是要干什么用的
？And what is the sign for?
这记号就是要带领我们走到那个终点的。
The sign is to bring you to the destination.
那约翰在约翰福音里面，他特别讲到说，这是主耶稣所行的第一个记号。
In the book of John, it mentioned that this is the first sign that Jesus did.
那这句话意思就是说呢，你们啊，不要看这个神迹，你要注意到这个记号所引导的背后的终点是什么。
It's telling us that don't just look at the miracle that Jesus did, but look at the sign where it's bringing you to.
这八个记号就是带领我们走到属的生命里面。
The eight signs bring us into the spiritual life.
所以呢，我想我们今天我们借着这四个活物啊
，through these four creatures，
第四个活物，第一个是像狮子
，the first one is like a lion，
就讲到说我们的生命是一个有君王的生命
，it talk about our life like a king。
第二个是讲到牛犊
，the second is like an ox，
就讲到我们这个生命，主的生命在我们生命中有一个服侍的生命
，it talk about our life with Jesus Christ inside as a servant。
第三个是掩面向人，讲到我们是主的生命跟我们是一个完全人的一个生命。
The third one is like a man that Jesus showed us that he is also a complete man.
最后主给我们看到了他的生命乃是一个飞鹰乃是一个属天的生命在我们身上。
The fourth one that Lord showed us as a flying eagle showed us the life, the heavenly life.
求主借着主的生命让我们能够把这些能够都能彰显出来。
We ask Lord to reveal all these four through his spirit.
好，那我们今天停到这边，我们一个祷告。
We'll have more prayer.
所以说我们感谢你，让我们今天能够在主面前一同的聚集。
Jesus Lord, we thank you for gathering us here today.
因为主，我们知道说你将你的生命赐给我们，主让我们能够。
We know that you give us the life.
然后让我们能够有更丰盛的生命。
So that we can have a more abundant life.
主求主帮助我们，我们自己知道我们自己常常软弱，常常。有跌倒的时候。
We ask Lord to help us because we are weak and we tremble all the time.
求主你的生命继续激励我们，求主你的圣灵继续带领我们。
May your life encourage us and your spirit lead us.
让我们能够真的是能够领会你的旨意，能够进入你的国度。
So that we can understand your will and enter your kingdom.
所以我们感谢你，求你亲自帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you and ask for your help individually.
我们这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
I'll pray in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.